Changes in DAB. This week, 3 years ago, the regional multiplexes were closing, paving the way for more local networks and that second national commercial multiplex. But meanwhile, listeners who'd got used to some digital services had to get unused to them, for a while at least.
Hi, just a quick message to let you know that in a few days you'll no longer be able to listen to Choice on DAB in this area. But there's still loads of ways to listen to Choice. You can find us on your digital TV, you can listen live and listen back at choicefm.com. You can also download our Choice app from your app store and have us in your pocket.
Farewell to regional DAB in the West Midlands this week in 2013. And it was 21 years ago when the BBC had proudly announced its DAB future.
Third age of radio arrived today. That's how the BBC described its launch of a new system known as digital audio broadcasting. DAB will offer listeners high quality sound, free from interference. But the new radios needed to receive the service cost more than £700 each and won't be in the shops for 2 years.
The problem with FM is, though it provides good quality stereo sound at home, it was never intended for the car. That means it's subject to a lot of interference. And on a long journey, you have to change channel several times.
21 years on now, and DAB's solved everything for us, hasn't it? News from this week in 1995. Nick Grimshaw is the current Radio 1 breakfast host, and his stint began this week 4 years ago.
So this is happening. This is actually happening. Good morning, Great Britain, and welcome to this, a brand new breakfast show on BBC Radio 1. Hi, my name is Nick Grimshaw. Good morning, everybody. It's just gone 6:30, and I'm going to be here on air with you until 10 a.m., Monday to Friday, for I don't know how long, really, just until the country uprises and I get thrown back to the night time. But for now, it's time to follow in the footsteps.
Well, as it turns out, the country has had an uprising of sorts, but he's still on the radio. Grimmers with his Radio 1 breakfast debut this week in 2012. This week in 1955, a programme began on the home service, which remains to this day. Here's Kenneth Matthews.
I was called into the editor's office one day and told, we're getting a lot of stuff in from correspondence which is wasted because there's no room for it in the news bulletins. We should like you put some of it together and we'll give you once a week half an hour to set this out and use it. But I discovered almost immediately that you can't make a program out of somebody else's waste products. And I got permission to ask the correspondents to contribute directly and specially to this program.
Known internally as Fook, from our own correspondent, began on the BBC this week 61 years ago. In January this year, we lost Terry Wogan, and it's exactly 50 years since he made his BBC debut down the line for the Light programme.
Now we have the Ludlows to sing For All the Boys I Left Behind in St. Luke's ward of the Nace Hospital, especially 7-year-old Sam Ellis, and the wonderful medical staff, especially Nurse Carol and Nurse Parr and Mary, from an ex-patient who is 7 weeks there, that's Tony Dunn, who writes from Athy. For Noel Rooney, aged 5, who's in St. Roch's...
Terry Wogan on RTE at the beginning of 1966, and this week that year he appeared on the BBC Light programme for the first time, hosting Midday's Spin. Another veteran broadcaster hosted his last show this week 2 years ago. Dewi Griffiths hosted his last Radio Wales show after 60 BBC years.
Will I be coming back for the odd occasion? I don't think so. 60 years and 4 months. That'll be on my plaque in my house when I put up the wreath of roses, saying I'm not dead, just retired.
Dewi Griffiths. Peter Powell was a name familiar to Radio 1 listeners, and he waved farewell this week 28 years ago.
We are going to miss you a lot. You've been great fun, and you've always had a good thing to say for everybody, so thanks a lot, Pete, and we wish you lots of luck, mate.
We've had some laughs.
Yeah, we have. One other thing. Mm-hmm. You know in the studio there is that special phone.
Yeah.
The telephone, which sometimes the punters can get through to us, and a lot of time we DJs use ourselves.
Yeah.
You know that phone? We have a surprise for you. It is your telephone bill for all the personal calls you've made over the last 11 years at Radio 1. £16,473. You have one phone call left.
In jokes are always the best, aren't they? Mind you, we all know presenters who spend most of the time on the phone doing other business whilst they should be on air, don't we? Memories of 1988 as Peter Powell left Radio 1 after 11 years. 1946 now, and the BBC launches its third programme. The BBC DG back then was Sir William Hayley, and he wanted to appear on it.
It was some 23 months ago, while the war was still at its height, that the BBC announced that within 90 days of whenever the war with Germany ended, it would revert to a regionalised home service and would start a new light programme. It also said that 9 months after that, that's to say 1 year from the end of fighting in Europe, a new third programme would be introduced, provided wavelengths could be found. The first part of the timetable was kept with 8 days to spare. I don't think it's still sufficiently realised what an undertaking that was. Had the wavelength position been simple, it could be held that with the second part of the assignment, we're 4.5 months
late. And so he went on for a quarter of an hour.
But the wavelength position has been...
Goodness gracious. It wasn't very busy back then, was it? The DG's job, clearly. The third programme, which evolved eventually into Radio 3, launching this week 70 years ago. A national chart for commercial radio seems an obvious idea, but the network was 11 years old before it hit the air.
Hi there, it's David Kid Jensen here with the very first network chart show coming at you right across the nation on independent radio. Now, every Sunday afternoon from 5 till 7, I'm going to be counting up the 30 records that make up our exclusive network chart, the records you buy and the records you listen to on your independent station. We've been testing this chart over the last 6 weeks, and three big hit records that have been featuring in that time that have dropped...
The first network chart, as it was called on commercial radio this week, 32 years ago. And finally, this week in 1967, saw the launch of Radio 1, so next year sees its 50th anniversary. But less often talked about is its sister station, Radio 2, which launched that same day, both carved out of the old light programme, and sharing a lot of programmes during the day back then too.
This is BBC Radio 2, the light programme, and on 1500 metres long wave and VHF, with Radio 1 on 247 metres. Good morning. This is Paul Hollingdale on this opening day of Radio 1 and Radio 2, welcoming you to Breakfast Special, which will be broadcast on the usual light programme wavelengths up to 7 o'clock. But at 7, well, Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2 on 1500 metres, and VHF.
A first good morning from Radio 2 this week in 1967. And if anyone ever asks you, the first song was The Sound of Music.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
So with Swansea Sound launching this week 42 years ago.
For the very first time that this is Swansea Sound on 257 metres.
Les Ross leaving BRMB Breakfast 14 years ago.
I haven't done the emotional bit.
Charlotte Green realising a dream 3 years ago.
It is an iconic 5 minutes, the signature tune, then you've got the results.
And the two Northern Kiss stations becoming Galaxy 19 years ago.
Kiss 105.
Those are this week's radio moments.
David Lloyd's Radio. Moments.